In Ukraine, the Russian-backed mayor in the eastern city of Donetsk is accusing Ukrainian forces of killing 13 people after shelling the area. Two children are said to be among the dead. It follows a similar attack on Saturday, which officials say killed four people. Donetsk City has been controlled by Russian-backed separatists since 2014. It comes as Ukraine's military says that its troops have crossed a key river in the northeast to regain lost territory. Crossing the Oskil River is significant. It may pave the way for an assault on Russian forces in the eastern Donbass region. In the past few weeks, Ukraine's counteroffensive in the Kharkiv and Kherson regions has gained momentum, and it's made some advances in Luhansk. Let's go live now to Kyiv. Al Jazeera's Gabe Elizondo is in the Ukrainian capital. Tell us more about the fighting, Gabe. What's the latest?
It appears within the last 12 to 15 hours or so, what we're now seeing is another Ukrainian counteroffensive. This one focused around the city of Lyman. It's a city of about 25,000 people that's right on the front lines. It's been held by Russia for many months now, and it appears that Ukrainian forces are close to encircling that town as part of this counter-offensive. It's significant because Lyman, for two reasons, is number one, it is a home to a major railroad axis for supply lines. And number two, it's in Donetsk, a region of the Donbass. So what it's showing is that the Ukrainians, as part of their northeast counter-offensive, retaking almost all of the Kharkiv region, are now pushing further east and keeping the Russians on the defense, encroaching upon more of the Donbass region. Of course, the region that Vladimir Putin said was key for him in terms of taking all of Luhansk and Donetsk regions as part of this war. And now it appears that the Ukrainians are very much on the offensive in Donetsk and even in Luhansk, an area that the Russians have pretty much controlled almost all of for many months now. It appears the Ukrainians are now starting to encroach on that area, too. So this is a counteroffensive around Lyman that we're going to be watching very closely. As the Ukrainians continue to seize the offensive here and seize the momentum in this war, people are starting to ask, what would victory look like for the Ukrainians? We went out and spoke to many people here in Kyiv over the course of a day and asked their opinions. What does victory look like for you? This is what they had to say.
On a recent day in downtown Kyiv, with Ukraine seizing the momentum, we asked people to define victory in the war against Russia.
When our territory was Crimea, was Donbass and Kherson will be Ukrainian again, when all the Russian occupiers will be back to Russia. Maybe I'll be a little bit rude, but I hope maybe they will come back dead because they were killing our people.
Crimea. For many here, victory includes reclaiming the southern peninsula annexed by Russia in 2014.
We need to make the whole country free, including Crimea. I know there are many people in the European Union who still do not believe in that. I believed and we believe that it happens. Time passes and this happens.
For some, it's about joining military alliances.
In my opinion, we have to join NATO as soon as possible. Only with the support of our partners can we guarantee our independence and well-being. This war made us stronger, more powerful. We started to believe in ourselves more.
And for others, victory is about making Russia pay.
We have to reset our borders to where they were in 1991, when we gained independence from the Soviet Union. But victory is also when Russia will pay reparations to Ukrainians, to all those who have lost their family and their homes in this invasion. Victory means a strong Ukraine that nobody will ever try to conquer again.
The Ukrainian military counteroffensive that retook the entire Kharkiv region back from the Russians certainly has boosted morale. But Ukrainians also know that with Russia still in control of about 75% of the Donbass, more than half of Zaporizhia, and all of the Kherson region, this very well could be a long war.
in a country where, for most, the only debate is not if Ukraine eventually will win, but what victory will look like when it does.
Gabe, there are reports that Russia is moving its naval assets in the Black Sea. What do we know about that?
Yeah, it appears that with the important Black Sea fleet of the Russian Navy that is based in Crimea, the peninsula that the Russians have held since 2014 after annexing it from Ukraine, that they have moved, according to UK intelligence, some of their nuclear-powered submarines from the Crimea region to the Russian port about 500 kilometers away. This is significant because it would mean that Russia is trying to move some of their Black Sea fleet assets out of the range of Ukrainian missiles that and drones that we know have struck important parts of the Russian military bases in the Crimea region. So if true, this would show that Russia is at least acknowledging that they are in range in Crimea of Ukrainian missiles and trying to move some of their Black Sea Fleet assets out of that region to a more safer area on Russian territory.
Gabriel Elizondo reporting live there from Ukraine's capital, Kiev. Gabe, many thanks.